We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with football right around the corner, no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. Listen up. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points to all users. So even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still win with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's what you call a no-brainer. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN to take advantage of this no-brainer of an offer. That's promo code KSN. Get in on all of the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dustin, at the end of quarter number three, I promised we were going to tackle another tough issue going on in the news, and that's what we see going on in professional sports right now, where teams have been boycotting games, however you want to put it. I'm using the term boycott. Some of it is just those games have been postponed, and I wanted to get your take on it because I do think it's an important topic. And as player, especially as players start to exercise their leverage in the world, we might someday see this type of activity at the collegiate level. So I do think it's worth talking about. And I want to start with this. This originated in the NBA, where they are in their playoffs, and the Milwaukee Bucks started this as a protest. They boycotted their playoff games. All the other teams took their lead from that and decided to cancel their games. They weren't going to play. My first question to you, Dustin, is would this have happened if there were 20,000 fans in the seats as opposed to an empty arena?
I think the reception of the gesture would have been much different because you would have cost 20,000 people their time, their money, their frustration. And those people, whether they supported your cause or whether they didn't, would still have good reason to be upset and angry. And there would have been some direct ramifications. So I think the fact that you're in a bubble did allow this gesture to come forward. And it apparently, you know, it seems like it was just not a long-term thought out thing. Like there were a lot of people who were caught off guard by it with the teams and with the league itself. And it was just, you know, more spur of the moment than anything. And it was like dominoes from there, other teams in the NBA. And then it spilled into other leagues as well. Kind of followed suit and did it. And, you know, you can question, you know, okay, what impact does it have for you to skip a game? And then basically have that game rescheduled. I mean, what effect does that have on things? And I do think that, you know, players in the NBA were putting some form of action with their sentiment. You know, these are people who have, you know, for months and months and probably going back, you know, it was 4 years since Colin Kaepernick really kicked off this new age of empowered athlete to take positions on social issues. It's been that amount of time, but they've been people who have said things, they've tweeted things, they've used social media, you know, probably less publicly have made contributions to their communities and they've done this or that. I think this was just them saying, you know, it's time to put some more action to our belief and more action to our situations as what they view as leaders of communities who are hit by these social issues. They see a young black man shot in the back. And I know that the circumstances of that, it's a very much two sides issue. Everything is very much a two sides issue. You can look at what the video says and you can go one way or the other, and you have two very different schools of thought. Putting that nitty gritty aside, I think for players in the NBA, I think they or people close to them have been impacted by some way or another by some kind of traffic stop that's gone wrong. I think they were very easily able to put themselves in the shoes and kind of said enough is enough. They can relate and they can connect with how fragile these traffic stops have been for them in their own lives. And they took this position. And I see, obviously, the sentiment of, say, keep your politics out of my sports is a very common reaction to this. And I think the people who are reacting that way, I think that ship has sailed now. And you don't have to like it, but I think you have to accept it. And the very idea, the very purpose of boycott or whatever actions that athletes have taken in the past, it's to make people feel uncomfortable. And I think that, you know, if that was the goal, then mission accomplished by the NBA and from some of these other programs as well.
That leads to my next question is this effective when you have professional athletes who are making millions of dollars? They protest by taking a day off of work, which, by the way, doesn't cost them a penny. The game is made up the next day. And does that create, is there going to be a tangible change based on them taking this action, Dustin?
Well, I think to call them millionaires, and I know what you're getting at is their financial situation right now, kind of minimizes the fact that so many of them were far from that growing up. I think their hardships and what they've been through have molded them into, yeah, they're millionaires now. And maybe a boycott, especially since it looks like they're going to make the game up, doesn't really impact their wallet. But the effectiveness of it, you know, I think with any kind of protest or motion or marches, like you don't do it and see a tangible benefit the very next day. I think what they did was they showed that they were ready to take action. And it looks like, you know, there are seats at the table when it comes to their relationships with ownership of their teams and with the leadership in the NBA. And it looks like they're going to be trying to take, you know, pretty big measures to try to encourage people to vote and stuff like that. I think the effect of it is you took command of the news cycle, which is so it's so ADHD these days. Like the idea of taking command of the news cycle is so fleeting. But what they did was they got everybody talking about that. And they got everybody kind of, you know, exploring inside themselves how they feel about that. And I think to that end, yeah, I mean, it's effective. There's, you know, with anything in our country right now, there's a certain segment of the population, no matter what you're trying to say, no matter who you are, no matter which side you represent and all that, there's a certain segment of people that you're never, ever going to reach. But I think it's just a demonstration to people in their communities who have felt frustrated for a long time that just says, like, we're taking another step here. We're doing something more than just sending out a tweet of outrage about this or that. They're trying to put tangible actions to it. And you can debate or minimize what effect that had. But I think it was powerful in its own right.
You and I were talking about this off the air. And as I said off the air, I think the measure of this will be, can they translate this into something tangible, an actual change, whether it's additional laws or things that would help their community. And I mentioned off the air, we talked about LeBron James and what he does for students, young students in his hometown of Akron. And that's an action where I'd like to see more of these players doing that type of thing. And I think there'd be more universal support if it translated into something good. And I'm going to do something a little dangerous here, Dustin. I'm going to turn this into a pure political question. And one of the issues you mentioned, the protest was due to the young man who was shot in the back. And in that incident, I don't think anybody wants the end result of a police action to be someone getting shot and either seriously injured or killed. But the question becomes, on the other side, what are the police supposed to do in a situation like that, where you have someone who has a warrant out for them for domestic violence, sexual assault? He was obviously not cooperating with the police. I would like the end result to be no one getting shot. But is there an alternative? At that point where they tried using a taser, and I know we're not supposed to go this far down the political line, but that's the position, a difficult position that police are put in. Several of these incidents are where the police come out and the person does not cooperate with them. How do you end that without gunplay?
Yeah, I know the both sides of, and that's what I was hinting at earlier, is that you can say, okay, on one side, the there was a warrant out. I guess, and it's all speculative, like not being there and hearing what the interaction was like beforehand. If he said, hey, I've got a knife in the car, I'm going for the knife, and they know he's going for a weapon of some kind, then yeah, you can take drastic measures. On the other side, you're saying, it was too much, and it was bad policing to allow it to get to that point. And does a presumption of guilt on all these things, does that warrant seven shots in the back? You know, like two sides are going to see this very differently. I wish that we could avoid that situation. And I wish that we could avoid all these video after video. And I know there are circumstances, you know, with George Floyd, you can interpret what his background said, but like, the propensity to for you know, African Americans and others to be presumed guilty and to be presumed a threat, I think statistically is just higher. And I think that people are fed up with that. And I think with the NBA and what those players are doing, like I said, they've been in situations and they've seen people, they've known people who have followed every command, but have still been presumed as a threat because of the color of their skin. It's not saying every cop, because I think we all know that the huge majority stand for doing and protecting and doing things the right way and following protocols. And there are murky situations like this one. I think it just spoke to NBA players and what they've been through and what they, you know, people that they've known who've gone through traffic stops, the following every procedure, every order, and have still been presumed as a threat.
All right. Dustin, thank you for your perspective on all of that. That is it for our show. Please join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. For week one of the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. Even if Kansas City loses by 100 points, you would still cash your bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.